Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, and we are in the clubhouse, the most luxurious of clubhouses at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. I'm overlooking the practice facility, an awesome driving range, and boy, the wind is up and the guys are out and they're getting ready. And Kimberly Kim made the cut. She's the only female playing in the 2014 Mid-Pac Open. The weather conditions, as I mentioned, are challenging. Kind of like at the LPGA Lotte Ko'olina last week. And I watched Michelle Wee win last Saturday. It was an amazing round of golf, coming from four strokes back, making up and then winning. Of course, the 18th, she bogeyed. But she was, the relief, the elation that she felt when that last putt dropped was, you just saw it in her, she just froze, she said, in the media center. And something very unheard of happened. Well, I'll let Megan Flanahan, the media center LPGA official, introduce Michelle right here.
So that I don't think needs much introduction, but I will anyway. Our 2014 LPGA Lotte Championship winner, Michelle Wee. Michelle, congratulations. What an amazing day for you. First time I've ever heard that, so there's a first time for everything. So now that it's obviously sunken in, I saw the smile out there, the cheers. I mean, could you have dreamed up a better week than this week so far?
I really couldn't have. You know, there's so many people I just want to thank. You know, obviously, Chairman Shin and Mr. Kwan for hosting the event here. Just having Lotte supporting the LPGA just means so much to us. Obviously, all my sponsors, just want to give a quick shout out to Nike, Kia, and Omega. You know, they've just been through with me, the ups and downs. We've all been patient. You know, with David Ledbetter, David Donatucci, IMG, you know, it's just my team has just been so supportive, even through the hard times, that it just makes it just so much better right now. And, you know, all week we also wore the black ribbon, and I just want to, you know, take a minute to really send out good thoughts and prayers and condolences to all the families in Korea right now. You know, it's very unfortunate, but I'm just so thankful for everyone here coming this week. The fans were amazing. I could not have asked for a better week.
That's awesome. So while she's thanking the people who made it all good for her, including the gallery, and the gallery was something else, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong, dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Play is underway. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's the Mid-Pac Open, the 2014 Mid-Pac, only two in Hawaii now. We only have two opens, the Mid-Pac Open as well as the Hawaii State Open. And the team off early this morning, we have a fabulous leaderboard. Nick Mason is leading. Dean Wilson, PJ Zamier. Jerry King may be on his bag. I think that's one of his star students. Eric Maitre. Jesse Mueller tied for second. Kyle Stupa, Jared Sawada tied for sixth. Max Bonk, Alex Ching at tied for eighth. And defending champ TJ Kua is tied for 10th. This is a great field. Parker McLaughlin, Stan Souza, and last week's guest we had from Ko'olina, Marcus Judge. He's in the field. Andrew Feldman, David Ishii. The list is amazing. You really need to come out. It is going to be one of those days where you're going to need sunscreen because we're going to have partly sunny skies, That's the forecast. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour. This course is set up so that you're going to be playing crosswind, downwind, and into the wind. That's one of the challenges of the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's beautiful. It's right on or off of Lanikai Beach. You can see it. You come into Lanikai, you make the first turn, you come up, and you can watch some really great golf. But bring your sunscreen. You may also want to bring an umbrella because it looks like we've got some rain. And expect some windy conditions. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day. Now, during the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a couple of rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai and a dozen Bridgestone golf balls. In fact, let's give away a dozen Bridgestone golf balls right now. All you have to do is be the ninth caller, and the ninth caller needs to call 296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. I'm really excited to see Nick Mason at the top of this leaderboard. He's a Lelehua High School graduate. His dad introduced him to golf many, many years ago. I think he's the late 20s, early 30s now. And his dad put it this way. He goes, I taught him all I know about golf, but he forgot it. And he's been fine ever since. That's the kind of dad. Very supportive. And in fact, Nick Mason is one of those unusual golfers who's able to support himself quite nicely, you know, not the millions of dollars that you see on the PGA Tour, but he plays in a lot of events across the country, and he lives in Arizona. He is a two-time Hawaii State Open champ, three-time Hilo Open winner, Nebraska Open winner. He Monday qualified for the Sony Open in Hawaii, and at Pearl Open, he came so close so many times. He's like always the bridesmaid at the Pearl Open when it was played. It's no longer being played. Great to see Dean Wilson, a PGA Tour winner, right here in Hawaii, competing again. Of course, also Parker McLaughlin, a PGA Tour winner, competing in this wonderful group of people. Andrew Feldman, as I mentioned earlier. Dave Eichelberger is competing. And Todd Rego, got a really great group. And I believe some of the senior champions have been determined already. We'll have that for you and more action from the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Mid-Pac Open, as well as Steve Greiner, PGA. He's going to be joining us, head professional, over at Fort Belvoir Golf Club. He's the leader of the Wounded Warrior Golf Program at Fort Belvoir. He just received an appreciation award from the folks over at the Mid-Atlantic section. So I'm looking forward to talking with him about the yips and what you can do, or maybe shouldn't do, if you're suffering from them. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Okay, today, the professional and championship flight teeing off first on both the 10th and the first tee. They start at 6:50. They're underway. A flight follows the pro champ players off the first tee at 7:17, and the B flight starts at 8:02. It was a really rough start to the event. For a lot of people, there well, only five of the contenders are under par. So this course is playing very difficult. The course conditions, I was told earlier, they didn't let the rough grow like they did last year and in years past. They concentrated on the greens and keeping them fast, but not too fast, just allowing the ball to get to the green. Well, what happened this year, of course, is the wind has been blowing. And the wind is drying out those greens so quick. You've got to be, as one person put it to me, a surgeon on the greens to get those putts to drop. And it's, I just was reading from Billy the Goat. He's a commentator at 808golf.com. It's a perfect time to bring up the number 8 green. To the casual observer, it looked fairly benign. Middle of the green, hole placement, maybe just a touch forward. What's the big deal? Jason is the golf course superintendent. As Jason so adequately described, it was a slow death march from just about into the hole to off of the green, and I witnessed a 5-putt that started no more than 4 feet above the hole. That's the kind of day it was for a lot of the contenders at the mid-pack open. One notable 2-putt on number 8, he said, was accomplished by none other than Mike Kawaharada. And that's really exciting because Mike is the chair of this event. So it's going to be challenging for all of the professionals, the championship flights, A flight and B flighters. Give yourself a break today. All right. I think Kimberly Kim is tied for 28th approximately, and right now that would be 10 over. So it's not going to be an easy round of golf today. They really wanted to create a course that, there would be 15 under might be the winning score. But that is, I don't think, going to be the case. Given the course conditions, the no rough, and the speed of the greens, with the winds again forecast to be out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's just going to be very exciting. Right now, I heard that Dave Eichelberger is going to be joining us. And I just mentioned that Dave is at the top of the leaderboard, not at the very top, but in the top 20, and that's exciting. Dave lives in Hawaii. He's been on the Champions Tour player and PGA Tour, and I think he's downstairs. Maybe they're calling in, but I do know that Steve Greiner, PGA, and the man in charge of the Wounded Warrior Project at Fort Belvoir, he is with us on the phone right now, joining us. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. We've got a little rain, a lot of wind, and I know you've been in a lot of competition. What do you do when you prepare for the conditions that aren't exactly perfect? There may be some rain, a lot of wind coming at you.
I always try to make sure that whenever I'm going to play in a tournament, I try to play the type of course that we're going to be on. So I don't think I do anything that I would say is, you know, really innovative or anything like that. But I always try to make sure that I'm playing in the type of conditions or on the type of course that the tournament is going to be held on. And like many players, I'll go over the week before if my schedule permits.
You make sure that you get a sense of the course. A lot of the guys who are playing Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Mid-Pac Open, it's held every year, and they're pretty familiar with the course, and it's just interesting how it can be set up in so many different ways. And the fact that when you're playing this course, you start off going, it's downwind. I'm looking right now at the first hole, first tee, and it's downwind. It's beautiful. You're set up above the it's elevated. The tee is elevated, so you always feel like you're going to get this great run, you know. And then the winds get you cross-eyed as you go down to and approaching number 5. Oh, let's talk, though, about something that I posted on Facebook after listening to someone discuss it on a golf station. I'm not sure if it was on the radio. I just heard about the yips. Somebody was saying that it's a psychological situation, and it's all about choking. And I remember from the Mayo Clinic many years ago having the researchers on the show and talking with them about the study they did and determining that it's more physiological than a lot of people realize. That surgeons, writers, a lot of people who depend on steady hands get the yips, and often that will absolutely end a career. And your reply to me on when you sent me a note, Steve, tell me about your experience with the yips.
When I saw the topic you were talking about, I just wanted to type in here and offer an experience that I had. But I was diagnosed 20 years ago with when I was in my 20s with dystonia and essential tremor. And for a number of years, I was playing with that, and I was having a lot of yip-like sensations, and I didn't know that it was a neurological problem. And I have learned since, as a golf instructor and as an instructor for Wounded Warriors, that it's more common than people would think. And the reason for me the first few years is that there's a dystonia and essential tremor can be very minor, in a very minor form, and they can be very postural, which means it only, the freezing and the tremors only happened when I went to perform a very precise movement. So much of the time, I didn't know anything was wrong. So I was attributing this to moving up levels of competition and, you know, maybe I'm not handling pressure, and I was really kind of beaten up on myself, and I never really associated with it, because if I were just kind of writing a letter or drinking a cup of coffee or something, I didn't notice anything until I tried to do a very postural, precise movement. And actually, my diagnosis was called a dystonic postural tremor. Several years went by, and well, maybe not several years, but a long period of time went by, and then the symptoms started to progress. And then at some point I realized when my hands started shaking at unusual times, or if I felt freezing at an unusual time, I started to think there was something wrong, and I eventually went to a neurologist and ended up with the diagnosis. But many of your golfers should know that what I have can stay very minor and could very well be the reason why when they go to make a precise movement like putting, they'll get a freeze or a yip, or they'll get a twitch or a tremor, whatever you want to call it. And they may relate it to their golf game, thinking it's psychological, or they're not, any number of things like I did. Because many people, it won't progress to where it progressed with me, and it actually got quite bad, and there was no surgery or anything. And on December 11th, 2011, I actually had bilateral deep brain surgery because it had gotten so bad, the tremors were so bad. But for many people, it stays minor. And there are treatments that they can do. So I'm here just to offer up the fact that some people going through yips could be going through very minor forms of dystonia or essential tremor. And if they're experiencing that, they might want to go see a doctor, because I've had a number of people that I've spotted this in over my lifetime that have had this problem and didn't realize that they did.
Exactly. And you mentioned, though, in your note that after having the deep brain surgery, that it pretty much ended your competitive career and made you almost disabled.
If the surgery wasn't available, you know, I tried to play through this. And I learned once I knew, because this goes back to the early 90s, they didn't have surgery for this till like 2002. So I was taking medication which helped, but then I just tried to battle it out. I mean, there was a point that I knew I had a neurological problem, and I tried to maintain my tournament career, but it is a progressive condition or disease, and eventually I fought the good fight. But around 2006 or 2007, I was really having a hard time playing golf, and then I was having a hard time doing everyday life, you know, like I said, eating, drinking coffee, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I ended up having surgery. But many, many people have this in a very minor form, and they may find that the medications available could help their golf significantly.
Okay, and that's interesting, because there's other ways of dealing with the yips, changing your grip, or maybe putting left-handed instead of right-handed like you normally would, using a different putter. The longer putters allow you to, you know, but of course we're not allowed to stabilize anymore. But I guess that there are a couple of questions that come to mind. First of all, I understand now what you meant when you said that the dystonia, the physiological cause of your yips was getting so bad that you were almost disabled and you needed to get the surgery. But that there are other ways of dealing with the yips, potentially if it's physiological, and many times it is. And I think that's important for golfers to know. As you said, you were beating yourself up, you know, because you thought you couldn't handle it. You were choking, you know, you can't handle the pressure. It's not that you can't handle the pressure. It's that there's something actually physiological in your body. It's not emotionally triggered. Sometimes emotions can make the body respond in a certain way, but kind of getting a handle of that and knowing that, I think, gives you a little bit of power. Would those medications be legal in a competitive arena?
I believe they are, especially if they... Well, at least the rulings I got, they are, in fact, especially if they're prescribed for an actual, you know, neurological illness or disease. None of what I have is psychological at all. It is a, you know, it would be benign forms, if you will. I'm not a doctor of, say, Parkinson's. So I don't believe there's anything precluding tournament golfers from taking medication for, you know, a neurological disease that would, if you were taking these, you know, some of the medications, there's a wide range. They're not cures. They're only controls. And I would add that the surgery was not a cure, only a control or an aid. And they use a wide range. But one of them is beta blockers. And I know there are people without neurological problems that take beta blockers. And I would say, if you're taking a beta blocker for performance enhancement alone, or just because you get nervous or something like that,
yeah.
I'm pretty certain that that would not, from what I've learned, not be allowed, you know, in the rules, but or in the conditions of a competition. But the rulings that I've gotten when I perform in PGA events is that that it is fine if you're taking medication prescribed for an actual illness.
Steve Greiner is head professional at Fort Belvoir Golf Club. He's the leader of the Wounded Warrior Golf Program at Fort Belvoir, and he just received an appreciation award for 5 years of the Wounded Warrior Program and was given at the 2014 Middle Atlantic Section PGA of America Hall of Fame an awards banquet, an award as well. Really appreciate the time you've spent with us. You told me that, in a way, your experience helps you relate to your wounded warriors.
Deep brain surgery is becoming very common. There's also a spinal version where what they're doing is, in my case, it's almost like two surgeries. Two implants were inserted in the brain, and it hooks up to a stimulator, and they don't really know the algorithms, but they play with the stimulator to relieve the symptoms, the freezing and the tremors. There's also a spinal version that they're using to help people to reduce back pain. And I believe they're also using it, they're in the early stages of using it in conjunction with, and I could be getting a little off here in my terminology, but using it with software or like computer chips to help people with partial paralysis and things of that nature.
It's amazing what medicine is doing. Steve Greiner, thank you so much for being on the show. One of our competitors in the Mid-Pack Open is standing by. TJ Kua is our defending champ. Want to get to him before he gets down on the practice facility. Thanks so much, Steve, for sharing your experience. Absolutely. Aloha. And also in the clubhouse, bye-bye. In the clubhouse, joining me is Mark Souza, the head professional here at Mid-Pack Country Club. And TJ Kua, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Mark. That's pretty enlightening for you, isn't it?
Right. It's a fantastic day out here. The weather's been great. It's been very windy. The course is in excellent shape. Jason Amoy, our golf course superintendent, been doing a fantastic job, and it's just a beautiful day.
A beautiful day. You're going to have to tell me about the course conditions and what TJ did. What Jason did. TJ, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, TJ. How are you?
Hi, Danielle. I am doing great.
It's really good having you on the show. And you are defending on the course that is set up completely different than what you played and won last year on, isn't it?
Yes. We know they decided to keep the rough down this year. And with that being done, Jason had to bring the green speed up a little bit and firm it up. And it's just completely different.
I heard somebody describe them as diabolical pin placements or hole locations, whichever is your preference. Tell us what it was like on the green.
There was a couple that were pretty tough, but as it's expected. I talked to Jason yesterday and I told him the complaints are just empty words because we come out here knowing that we're going to have to face pins that we got to be really defensive on, and if we make the mistake of being too aggressive, we're going to pay, and that's just the way it goes.
Jason Amoy was the superintendent at Wailea. These are two Seth Rayner courses, two in Hawaii, a Wailea Country Club and Mid-Pacific Country Club, designed and built by Seth Rayner. And so these greens, he's got them down. He knows exactly what to do. What do you like about your game right now?
Hard to say. I've been struggling all around, just really scraping some rounds together right now. It's tough. Maybe my mental part of my game is the best so far. It's the most I've had to grind in quite a while.
That's really, really important that you just stay within the process. Ben Martin was talking about that. It's really important just to not worry about the score, not worry about the outcome. And it sounds so cliche, but it's true. Just take it one shot at a time, and you'll be surprised at how low you'll go. I have absolute faith in you, TJ Kua. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Have a great round.
Thank you.
Okay. So all of the guys kind of have gotten so accustomed. Mark Souza, our head professional here, they worked on the green complexes, right? What was the thinking about keeping the rough low and working on the green complexes?
Basically keeping the rough down, we felt that it would speed up play. So especially on the first 2 days, we have over 210 players. So keeping the rough down, they'll be able to find their ball a lot easier and get a better shot and hopefully less shots. But when they got on the greens were very firm. They were running about 11, according to Jason Amoy, our golf course superintendent. And so that was the balance part. And what happened on the first 2 days of the tournament, we did get the players done in plenty of daylight. So that combination of quicker greens and lower rough and not making the tournament less competitive or the golf course less competitive.
Defending.
Yeah. So we kept the high level of the playing of the golf course up there, and yet we were able to get the players done in a lot of daylight time, a lot quicker than last year.
It's a huge number of of players, and at 210
competing. It's always fun because we always have to turn away players, so we try to get as many players in the tournament as we can, and yet maintain a pace of play of about 5 hours. You know, getting them around the golf course in 5 hours, which is very good time-wise, especially when you got the golf course condition, and it's just.
With the wind. Did the wind dry out the greens more than you expected?
Well, no. It's just what Jason all planned. We had a golfer from Oregon here, Doug Banks. The first day, he drove 20 feet off the number one green. Hit a perfect chip shot, he thought, and he just trickled over the green. And ends up with a 7 on the first hole. It's just, he laughed about it, but I he's made the cut. His son is right up there. His son is tied for 8th place. And,
what's his son's name?
Landon Banks.
Landon Banks. He's tied for 10th right here.
It's just one of those things. And then we had a few people drive the first green and just were happy to two putt. Get on the first green and two putt, or just get on the green and stay on the green after your second shot. In fact, Dean Wilson, the first day of the tournament, just hit like a high wedge and just got it about a foot on the green, and he was happy. He was happy. Just keep it on the green there.
I got to ask you, this is a country club. Members, people pay to be members and play a gorgeous golf course.
Yes.
All right? Now, and then you bring them up to these tournament conditions. How long does it take? I mean, obviously your members don't play when it's this difficult, right?
No, we have some members playing. They're very competitive. So we do have some members in the tournament,
okay,
in the champion A and B flights,
oh, okay,
right?
Okay. But normally, would the conditions be like this normally?
Normally, no. The greens would be probably about a 9 or 10. That's what we try to keep them for our member play. And the roughs would be a little lower. We try to keep our day after day rough about an inch to inch and a half.
I loved playing when I was with one of the members, and she brought me on as a guest, and we played the front nine. It was pouring rain that day.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw you that day, and it was funny. It took 2 days for my cap to dry out. we had a waterfall. I was looking down trying to do it, hit my putt, and there was just water running down my... People are under the trees watching us, like, these two women really seriously playing. But we're having such a good time. This is such a wonderful course to play.
It's a very playable golf course. It's flat on the front. We have our hills on the back. And it's just, you never get tired of playing this golf course.
We
have dog leg left toe and dog leg right toe. It challenges you to play the shot that it calls for. And you probably use most of your 14 clubs in the bag there.
Judge Richardson was on the show once, talked about how he used to live not too far from here. In fact, I think his yard abutted the wall, and he used to jump over. He was a barefoot golfer.
Oh.
That was many, many years ago. We have Casey Nakama on. And let's bring Casey on. Casey Nakama, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. I don't think I've ever known a year when it's rained so much on the windward side, so much so that it closed Olamana Golf Course for a couple of days. That is really, you're ready for the rain. You can play in anything now, can't you?
Yeah, we went through our worst winter this year ever, I think. And it just rained on the weekends. It was unbelievable.
It did. I've never had to announce that, Olamana's closed 2 weekends in a row. You shot a 72 on the first day, tied for 19th now with Nathan Lashley and Stan Souza and Marcus Judge. A big crowd at 19 there. What do you like about your game right now?
Well, between Stan Souza and myself, we're playing off for that senior division, just the natural progression. Before, we were contention for the regular tournament, but now we're battling it out for the seniors. So playing pretty good, but the conditions are tough. And what Mark said earlier, golf course is in great shape. And it just brings out, you got to hit golf shots to play in this golf tournament here. So conditions are perfect.
Yeah. Yes, and you have to be easy on yourself when you're on the greens and not get too down on yourself when you don't make a putt.
Yeah, it's just patience. I think some of the older guys, have an advantage because we, I think we're a little bit more patient, expecting some bad breaks here and there, but we get some good ones, so it all evens out.
Yeah, it does. It's fabulous hearing your voice. Mark, do you have a question you want to ask?
No. I just wanted to wish him good luck today and keep it down the middle and keep it on the green.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thank you.
Casey, thanks for being on with us this morning before you go out. Awesome. Have a great
round. Thanks, Danielle. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. We're at the Mid-Pac Open. It's the 2014 Mid-Pacific Open at Mid-Pacific Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Joining us in the clubhouse this morning, it's TJ, Acura of Honolulu, graduation.
It's graduation season, and it's a particularly a special season for me because I've got a college graduate pending this May. I'm getting ready to pony up for master's degrees. That's what I'm getting ready for.
They all want to be independent now. You know, they need to be able to travel. They need to be able to go pursue their dreams, and they'll need a car to do that. Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at AcuraHonolulu.com. Tell us about this for graduates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, this is a really, really dynamite program. Acura has a special college graduate program, and of course, that rewards college graduates for, you know, their determination for going, for following through and getting that degree. And it rewards them in a special way, not only monetarily by giving them $500 as a special discount or applicable to their purchase or lease. All they have to do is prove to me who they are with a driver's license, social security card, and show me their diploma that they actually finished school. And we knock $500 right off the top as a gift from Acura. More importantly, they get a guaranteed approval. A lot of times what you'll find is these kids come out of college, they've been leaning on mom and dad the whole time. They don't have any of their own credit. And then when they come to their graduation time, they find out that mom and dad need to co-sign for them to qualify to get their new car because they don't have any credit experience. With Acura, we'll get you guaranteed approval all by yourself with no co-signer. As long as you don't have any negative credit, we'll get you down the road with a great below-market-based APR, a $500 discount bonus applied. And your parents won't have to get involved other than helping you make that great decision. They won't have to sign. They won't have to jeopardize that refinance that's coming up in the fall. They won't have to worry about, you know, getting their own car loan later on in the year because they've signed for you. And it lets those youngsters actually, you know, take pride in the accomplishment that they've achieved by graduating, taking full responsibility for the next step of their lives.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And welcome back. It's the 2014 Mid-Pac Open, and I just got notice on the winner of our golf balls, the Great Bridgestone Golf Ball Giveaway. It is Fred. Hi, Fred, from Maine. Fred, it's so good to know that you're listening. This is awesome. Thanks so much. Okay, congratulations on winning the Bridgestone balls. I'll be sending them to you priority mail. Okay, we were just talking to Casey Nakama, and he was saying that he was playing in the senior flight, or I always want to call them, you know, the champions flight, because it's the champions tour now, but it's the senior flight. And I thought, well, God, Casey, why are you worrying about, you know, you're right up there, right here at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, well, maybe not the top, but Stan Souza and Casey Nakama are tied for 19th. So technically, they'd be finished already. We're talking with Mark Souza. He is the head professional here. He has a great teaching facility. There are three professionals. You should get in touch with the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's a little bit more expensive if you're not a member, but it's a really great place to learn to play golf, and that's something Mark Souza is really good at. He's also the head rules official for the Jenny K. Paul is this year? You're on.
Yeah, I'm on the committee. I'm on the rules committee this year for the Mid-Pacific Open.
And for the Jenny K?
Jenny K, I'll be on the committee also.
On the committee. Okay, maybe it was last year that
yeah,
we're talking
right,
about.
Correct,
you were in charge. Okay, and I'll be here for the Jenny K. That's the first all-amateur event the women play here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. But tell us now, why is Stan and Casey Nakama, they've got like a competition going on within this mid-pack competition. What's happening for them today, Mark?
Okay, well, they've tied for the senior golf professional championship, which is the first two days of the tournament, and there's 36 holes, so they're tied at 150. And to break the tie, the committee decided to use a third round to break the tie to find out who wins the senior division of the golf professional.
And they're tied.
And they're tied at 150.
It's awesome. Just want to watch. I want to follow. The two of them, Stan and Casey, because that's going to be fun. And with the way these putts are rolling, it's going to be a real challenge. So, what are your responsibilities today? Are you on the course as a rules official assisting?
Yeah, I'm assisting Paul Ogawa. He's the head rules official out on the golf course today. So, I'm what they call a rover. I rove around the golf course,
yeah.
And then also I make sure that the driving range. You know, when there's long ball hitters on the driving range,
yes.
they put away their drivers when someone's teeing off on number two. So I've got a person down there right now that is controlling the long ball hitters until they clear the second tee, and then they can hit their drives again. So
right.
and we've been doing it for 2.5 days now, and it's been working out really well.
That's cool.
So far, no accidents. Right? That's what we're.
That's probably when I was playing on number two, there was like a ball in the middle of the fairway. I was thinking, where did that come from?
Driving range.
that wasn't me. Wes Wailehua is joining us. He is the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. A lot of exciting things happening. And I here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, you have a, not only are you a teacher, you're a certified fitter, right? And you do club
correct.
Repairs
correct.
Here. So
correct.
Right here in the shop. But you also have a Lanai Kids program?
In the summertime, we have the kids in the Lanai Kai area or the members' children that come out for a six-week program. And it starts in June. And it's held on Saturday morning. So and we average about 50, 60 children from the ages of 17 to 7.
That's fantastic. Now, you think some of those kids are going to be good enough to do the drive, chip, putt competition?
Well, let's hope so. Because we do concentrate on the fundamentals of the driving, chipping, and putting.
Yeah, and our non-members, can they get in touch with you?
Of course. Just have them call us in the golf shop, and we'll make arrangements.
Excellent. So this is one of the things I want to talk to you, Wes, about. I mean, there's so much going on. The PGA of America working so diligently to grow the game, finding lots of different things, and as you know, we've been talking about that on the show, all the things that are happening. But the coordination of the PGA of America, the USGA, and the Masters, they're creating this drive, chip, putt competition that culminates in the drive, chip, putt championship finals at Augusta National Golf Club.
Yeah, that's right, Danielle. The drive, chip, and putt is actually a joint effort between Augusta National, the USGA, and the PGA of America. And it's basically to reach children in all parts of each of the 41 sections of the PGA of America. And in Hawaii, the uniqueness geographically of having the island separated is a challenge, and the idea of having somebody from Hilo or somebody from Kauai that's far away to have that opportunity and chance to get to Augusta is part of the drive behind the program to get kids interested in the game and create some excitement about the Masters each year.
It's fantastic. We're going to have a drive chip putt competition in Hilo at the Hilo Muni. We're going to have one at Wailea, the Ledbetter Academy. We're going to have one at Puakea on Kauai. We're going to have one at Ko'olina. And that's, you really need to register because they start in May, late May, June, right?
Actually, the Hilo Drive Chip and Putt event is the first event nationally for Drive Chip and Putt. So Hawaii will be leading that effort for Drive Chip and Putt. And ironically, it will be in Hilo on, I believe, May 24th
yeah.
is what they have listed on the site. Each island will have a local qualifier, as you had mentioned. Hilo will serve as our Big Island qualifier, Wailea, Maui. On Oahu, Kapolei Golf Course will be our local qualifier.
Oh, Kapolei.
And on Kauai, Puakea will be the qualifier. After each qualifier has been held, they will give us a list of the number of berths or spots that will be allotted to our sub-regional, which will be held at Ko'olina, I believe, in July around the 16th or 17th.
Fantastic. So most people are going to have to go from state to state. Like they have a regional and then they have the sub-regional. So if you're in California, I don't know where they'd go. Right? You know, they all come together in Arizona, let's say. But here, because of the cost of flying, we're going to have our sub-regional here at Ko'olina. And then from there, you will fly to the mainland.
Correct, yeah.
And then maybe Augusta, right?
Correct, yeah. So what we had done is when this was first presented to the 41 sections in 2012 to kick off it, they were very selective on the larger sections to start as a pilot program. In 2013, in November, they had announced to us at the PGA of America annual meeting in San Diego that all 41 sections will be participating in 2014. At that point, the board of officers and I had spoken to the committee and asked Augusta, considering the uniqueness geographically of the island, is to give the kids the best chance possible. And that's why we were awarded a sub-regional here in the island to save them the cost of flying to California and coming back.
Just to fly back.
Nice shot. And have the sub-regional here, and if they make it, then they'll continue on to the regional in Southern California.
That's awesome. I am so excited for us. Just if you're a parent of a child who loves golf, I don't want you to like throw your child into golf just so you can go to the Masters. But being inside Augusta National, it's an experience that's amazing. And I got to be there last year and walk the course on Wednesday during the par 3 contest. But during the par 3 contest, I decided to just walk the course because I wanted to walk all 18 holes. And it's so unlike anything you see on television because television can't give you the experience that you have there. It's just it's an amazing place to be. And so I encourage all of you kids, register. It's not expensive for the regionals, and it's fun to challenge yourself. Doesn't that help in competition, Mark?
Absolutely. You know, the more competition you can get out there with other players and yourself, the better your game is going to be. And also what I noticed, too, is the more competition that you do play, you learn the 34 rules of golf a lot better and a lot quicker. Because, again, as a rules official out there, it's you'll be surprised with the better players out there that they're not really on the cutting edge of the rule changes that happen.
Yes.
every few years.
Yes, so it's really good to get a baseline.
Exactly.
And then all you have to do is keep up with what's changed.
Exactly.
And how often do the rules change?
They change every 2 years. Every 2 years they'll print the new rules book, and in there the new decisions will be in that.
How do you keep up with the decisions? I've seen the decisions book. It's as thick as can be.
Well, there's not that many new ones that come out, but you've got to keep up on the new ones, right? Yeah, and it's I give those guys credit that we have out there today, you know, on the rules committee, because they're really good. I mean, they're really sharp. They know where to go exactly. If your ball's on the cart path, they know, go to rule 24. That's the obstruction rule. Yeah, I mean, they got that. They're right on it. And if there's any decisions, of course, there's the committee rule. You know, you get out there, and the committee will make the final decision on, you know, on any type of infraction.
Yeah. So you're going to be on course roving.
Roving.
Yes. And what are you doing today, Wes?
Well, we had a unique opportunity a couple of years ago, actually last year, to have the Aloha Section PGA come inside and make this a more official event as part of being a presenting sponsor for the tournament.
Uh-huh.
And part of that goal is to obviously elevate the level of the Mid-Pacific Open, take it to where we believe it should be. And then with the appreciation and support of the membership and promoting the club and making it an event that it should be in the state of Hawaii. And the section is involved in helping manage the tournament and making sure that things run smoothly and communicating to the players, as well as dealing with any other unexpected variables that come up along the way.
With 210 people competing, there's going to be unexpected variables.
It is, but you know, to the credit of all the volunteers, which are primarily members, and to the credit of the allied associations like the Hawaii State Golf Association that's doing our rules today, marking the course the way it should be marked prevents the problems that should come up in a normal competition. The problems that do come up that we have that are unique are exceptions where we couldn't foresee it anyway. But marking the course is a huge step in preventing a lot of the rules issues that we do have out there.
That's fantastic. You know, I was brought to my attention recently that you get relief from a sawed seam. A sawed seam. Where there's, let's say, a piece of sod put on the course because there's, it's like not ground under repair, but it's a seam of the sod. And if your ball rolls into the sod seam, you get relief from the sod seam. It's almost difficult to say that. Can I say that again?
because I know you do get relief for piles of cuttings or things like that that are for removal. But a sod seam, that's got to be a new one in the rules, in the decisions of golf. I've got to look that one up.
We have to take a break quick. I have, I didn't know how busy you gentlemen would be, and I have a wonderful friend of the show. His name is Mel Soul, Mel Soul Golf Schools. We're going to talk about playing in the windy conditions, because this course is fantastic. It's got cross, I mean, you go into the wind, you're playing downwind, you're playing crosswind. It's just really quite surprising. So, are you gonna have to take off, Mark, and get to work? I had a feeling. So I wanted to give you a chance to sprint. I love talking with you. Thanks so much for being on the show. And if any parent wants to have you, or if somebody wants to take a lesson, get their kids enrolled in the school, just give the pro shop a call.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And absolutely. And just give us a call. We're open 7 days a week, and you can get in touch with us that way, and we can get you enrolled in our Lonnie Kids program for this summer.
That'd be fantastic. And for people who would like to take a lesson, there's, I think it's a 5-lesson program where you have, and people can come out. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you've not been here, for members, it's a little bit more expensive, the lessons, but well worth it. And then you've got Mark, a certified club fitter, who also does all the work with, you know, state-of-the-art workshop and a rules official. I mean, you're everything all rolled up in one, aren't you?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Well, it's always good talking with you. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And thank you for coming out to the Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Aloha. We'll be back right after
Aloha.
This. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Before I get distracted and thrilled about all the excitement and all the wonderful things that are happening, the most luxurious media center there is, it's called the Mid-Pacific Country Club. I'm in the GM's office. I am overlooking the Ko'olau Range. I post on Facebook. You can see the pictures. It's absolutely spectacular. The elevated tea on the first green tea box is fantastic. You know, it makes you feel like you could get there in one. Ha ha ha. It's a tease, but it really is cool. You get your ball up in the air, you know. I mean, I've played. I know. But before I get distracted, see, this is happening right now. We have two rounds of golf. This is a graduation season special, and it's from Poipu Bay Golf Course. Two rounds at Poipu Bay. So you can take your significant other, your best buddy, your best girlfriend, and have a really good time. And all you have to do is dial a number. It's 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You'll win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. If you'd like to play a round today, there's an 8:40, a 9:30, an 11:10. You know, you can practice your wind game. And there's 25% off the sale rack, okay? And the Snyder Group is going out. And the Southside Men's Club, yeah, I love the Southside Men's Club. They are relentless. They're always playing, you know? A club play, it's so important. One of the great stories of this event here in Hawaii's 2014 Mid-Pac Open is that Kimberly Kim made the cut with a pair of 77s. I'm so thrilled. So I'm sitting with Wes Wailehua. He's the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. And joining us in the clubhouse now is Mel Soul, director of instruction and owner of the Mel Soul Golf School in Myrtle Beach, Pawleys Island, Greenville, South Carolina, Ellicottville, New York, Malinalco, and Cuernavaca in Mexico. Okay, welcome to the show, Mel.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Great to be back.
It's great to have you. And we were talking about junior golf just a few minutes ago because, of course, West Aloha Section PGA and the USGA and the folks at the Masters all coming together to make drive chip putt possible. And we've got regional and a sub-regional in Hawaii, and it's really exciting. You wanted to talk about junior golf as well. What's your angle?
Yeah, I think this drive chip and putt is just one of the most exciting junior things that have ever come along. You know, I think we're going to have a whole new breed of juniors because not only are kids that have been watching this going to get all excited and go and practice to maybe try and get into it next year, but they're all going to go and practice their short game. So we're going to have a whole new breed of people with magician touches around the green.
That's a good point.
The kids normally go to the range and stand there and just whack balls, and now they can all be going and working on their chipping and working on their putting, and that's going to really encourage them to play well, and when they play well, they want to play more.
Absolutely. So many times you see kids just go out on the driving range to hit the driver, but
yeah,
this is forcing them to get out there and actually work their short game.
Work their short game
really
as well, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have any regionals? Are you working with kids that are their goal is to get in?
Yes, they I'm working with several juniors that are the parents have approached me and said, "Hey, this chip and putt was really fun. You know, let's see if we can get them in next year." So I'm working with some kids, and I just love seeing, because this is the path to the golf growing. If the kids play, then the parents play. And if the kids are not playing golf and they're playing baseball or they're playing football or they're playing something else, then the parents don't play because the parents go and watch the game. So if they are not playing golf, then the adults lose and we lose out both ways. So I think it's critical for us to, you know, push the juniors. And so what I've been doing in my golf school is we have the kids are free. So if the parents come to golf school, the kids get it for free. So for a family of four with a mother, father, and two kids, that can be quite expensive to go to a top golf school. So with the kids being free, it makes it really affordable. And so the parents then bring the kids along as well.
I like this. I mean, I hadn't, you know, true, if the kids are playing soccer, parents are running around to soccer events. If they're playing baseball, then you got to take them to practice and then all of their baseball tournaments.
Right.
And so if you've got them playing golf, then the parents can go play golf and the kids are playing golf. And now you've got a lesson program where the parents are taking lessons, the kids get lessons free.
Right.
Very nicely done.
And the golf course company that owns our course and about 20 other golf courses in this area called National Golf Management, they now do the kids free on the course. So they get, you know, free golf school and free green fees. So that really, you know, encourages the parents to bring the kids to golf school.
Fabulous. I wish more golf courses would follow suit. And if not make it free, at least make it a very reduced price.
Right, right. I mean, that's the way to the future right now. And if we don't do that, you know, there's not going to be people playing golf.
Yeah, good point. Let me do something really quick. First of all, we are KPUA in Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KPUA Hilo. And I say Hilo again because on the Big Island, John Haberman has won two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Congratulations, John, and thank you for listening to the show. Awesome. We're going to continue with Mel Soule, Director of Instructor Instruction and owner of the Mel Soule Golf School. And how many schools do you have? Six?
Actually, currently I have five. The one in Cuernavaca, which I don't do that one anymore. I've got so busy at Malinalco that it's financially much better for me to stay and teach there than to go to Cuernavaca. So I've dropped the Cuernavaca one, and I teach only in Malinalco in Mexico. But then I have the Pawleys Island, the Myrtle Beach, the Greenville, South Carolina, and the Ellicottville, New York school.
I was trying to figure out how you keep up with all of these schools. I'm glad you told me you're now down to five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of opening four in South Africa.
Four in South Africa?
Yeah.
How long is it a flight to go from Carolina, let's say, down to South Africa?
It's a 17-hour flight, and it's direct. It's 17 hours in the air, which is a long, long flight, but it's worth it when we get there.
It's really good if you've got one of those reclining seats that turns into a bed.
Yeah.
We're at the Mid-Pack Open, the 2014 Mid-Pack Open. Nick Mason is in the lead. Right behind him, Jesse Miller. And, of course, Jesse's the Pro Open winner, 2012, I think it was. Nick Mason has won two Hawaii State Opens. He's won three Hilo Opens. He's won, he's come in twice a couple of times at Pearl Open. It was the one that always got away. He is amazing. These two guys know each other. They're friends. Plus, there's Dean Wilson and Parker McLaughlin. and PJ Samiera and Eric Mike Tree and Kyle Supa and Jared Sawada and Max Bonk and Alex Ching and Landon Banks and TJ Kua and Kyosuke Hara. We just have an amazing bunch of people who are playing. Nathan Lashley is here. These guys, if you've been following golf at all in the islands, this is a great, great leaderboard. It's awesome to see all of these kids come back, and they're not kids anymore, but to me they are because I've been following them since junior golf. Okay? So to get here, all you have to do is drive across the Pali if you're in town, or the Likerike if it's closer. You just have to come down Kamehameha Highway to get to the Pali if you use the Likerike. Then you come straight into Kailua, and you make a right when it comes to the end of the road, and then you go straight down, and you pass the little market on the left, and you go around the bend, and you go across the river, and you see Buzz's Steakhouse on the right. Go past Buzz's. Then you swing to the left, and then you swing around, and you say, my gosh, isn't that a beautiful bay? And then, boom, you're past the big marker that's Lanikai, and you've got to go straight in. It's one way in and one way out, so you just follow Ala Papa, and you make the first right. Am I getting you there?
You're correct.
Oh, good.
First right on Kaelipulu Drive.
Right. And you come up the hill, and then you'll see this gigantic parking lot, and it's free to park. And you just come in, bring some, you know, water, some sunscreen, because even though there's cloud cover, you know, and all that stuff, it's going to be partly sunny, they say, today. I think they're being optimistic. But they're high clouds and breezy and easterly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mel Soul promised that we would talk about wind, playing in the wind.
Yes.
And there's something, Mel, that people say, and I think a lot of recreational golfers aren't really clear about what those in the know mean when they say grip. Club up. You know, if you're in the wind, just club up. And we say that so easy, you know, like everybody knows what that means. Club up. It's a two-club wind. Could you please, like, break that down for us a little bit?
Well, I think when you're playing in the wind, definitely the amateurs don't take enough club. And two clubs, sometimes even three clubs, depending on the strength of the wind. When I played on tour, on the South African tour, I used to carry in my pocket a thing called the Beaufort Scale of Wind Force. And if you go online and you pull it up, it gives you everyday telltale signs of the strength of the wind. So if the smoke is going straight up in the air, that's zero wind. If it's blowing across, that's a 1 to 3 mile an hour. If the leaves are shaking, it's a 5 to 10 mile an hour, and so on. So it's like a scale. And I used to hit balls into the wind and measure how far the balls went, and then I'd write down, you know, how many yards I lost if I head into the wind, if it was a 5-yard wind, 10-mile-an-hour wind, 15-mile-an-hour wind. I would write down how many yards I lost with a club so that when I'm playing, I would know exactly how many yards to deduct based on the wind strength.
What was the name of the device that you have in your pocket?
It's called it was just a piece of paper. So it was just something that I'd written up, and I learned it in school when I was doing geography in school, and it's called the Beaufort, B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T, Beaufort Scale of Wind Force.
Wow.
And
cool.
I think it's well known with sailors and that. They use it for sailing as well. But I used it for my golf, and it worked very, very well because I knew exactly what wind strength, how much it affected the ball. And if you don't know that, then you don't know how much to club up.
Okay.
Or club down if the wind
up.
Is well,
let's
behind
say
you.
I normally
you know.
Use a 7-iron. Okay, I'm using a 7-iron,
uh-huh.
But it's a 2-club wind. So what club am I going to use?
You're going to take a 5-iron.
Aha, uh-huh. See? So what? Don't think up like in terms of up higher numbers. You need
yeah.
to think lower
well,
numbers.
In golf, you know, up is a lower number, and it's because of the length of the club. So a 5-iron is longer than a 7-iron, so you're going up.
Gotcha. It's just that for the novice, for the recreational player, you know, they just go out and play. They don't know these things. And that's why in my show I try to, even though it's, you know, de rigueur for somebody who's very in the know, for another people, they try to go along as though they understand, but they might not, you know, have a clue. But
yeah.
They pretend like they do. I mean, that's how so many of us get through life, right? So it just seemed to me like it would be a really good idea for us to explain that. So instead of a 7-iron, if it's windy, and a 2-club wind would be about 20 miles an hour?
Yeah, I would say about a 20-mile-an-hour wind would be about 10 mile an hour per club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have three different situations, literally, on this golf course. There is the into the wind, the headwind, the crosswind, and the downwind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tee off on the first tee, it's fabulous because it's blowing downwind for you. The wind's at your back. You've got the ocean at your back, and you're hitting toward the mountain. So it's wonderful. If you're going to get any links, it's on the first tee, right? What's your recommendation if you're playing golf downwind?
Well, if you're teeing off downwind, sometimes it's better even to tee off with a 3-wood than a driver, because you want to elevate the ball. You want the launch angle to be nice and high so the wind can carry it. So sometimes a 3-wood will give you that launch and throw it up in the air. You're going to get exactly the same distance as a driver, but you're going to get a little more accuracy. So downwind, I would say always take a little more loft and tee it up just a smidgen higher and launch it out there.
Good. So tee it, make your tee so you can set that ball a little bit higher. Excellent. Now let's go the other way, dead into the wind. What am I going to do there?
Yeah, now dead into the wind, you obviously want to now keep the ball down a little bit more. So now where your normal ball position is for your driver, and you know, it kind of varies from player to player, but I like to tee my driver up off the instep of my left foot. So if I'm playing into the wind, I might move it back to about an inch inside my heel, so that would be moving the ball back about 2 inches. And that, without changing my swing or doing anything, that's automatically going to give me a lower ball flight.
Excellent. But with playing into the headwind, do I have to club down?
If you're playing into the wind, then you're going to club up. So if you're hitting an iron.
If I'm playing with a 7-iron, I'm going to go with a 5 if it's a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
Right.
Right. Okay. Good. See? We just have to reinforce these things over and over again. I'm telling you, it sometimes, you know, people think who've played the game their entire lives or regularly, that all of these things are, you know, taken for granted. And so many people who are getting into the game oftentimes are afraid to ask.
Yeah.
What about, this is the tricky one, the crosswind?
Yeah, the crosswind, it's hard to judge. Even the top players in the world struggle with a crosswind more, because you know, sometimes you hit the ball absolutely flush and the wind doesn't affect the ball as much and takes off, and you hear them standing on the fairway saying, "Come on, wind, catch that ball." And the ball goes straight, and so even the good players struggle. I don't think there's if I've got a right to left wind, it's just experience. You know, the more you play, the more you try and get a feel for how much the ball's going to move. But there's no real science with it. It's just experience. And obviously, if you've got a right to left wind, you're going to aim to the right and a left to right to the left. But it also depends on what hazards are around the green. Because you have to be aware that if the wind suddenly stops or you hit the ball so well that the wind doesn't affect the ball, if it goes straight, you know, where's it going to land up? So if there's a hazard or something, you rather want to miss the green on the opposite side and have a chip than make the ball go straight and end up in a hazard.
Yeah. So in other words, when we watch the pros play, whether it's the men or the women, oftentimes it's windy and they say the commentator says something like, look, the wind caught it in the tree, or the wind at the treetop level is different and grabbed a hold of the ball. And you see somebody like, I think, I'm just going to say Tiger Woods, because he tends to express himself, obviously, with his facial expressions.
Yeah.
Kind of shakes his head, like, what happened there? So if he can't figure it out, a crosswind, then give yourself a break if you're not figuring it out.
Yeah.
I think we beat ourselves up way too much when we're playing this game.
Yeah, the one thing that I teach, that my driving range that I teach at is tree lined on both sides. And I'll show the students when we're standing on the tee and I'm talking about pre-shot routine or something, and I'll say to them, part of your pre-shot routine, if you're playing a tree-lined golf course, is look at the tops of the trees. Don't feel the wind down where you're standing. You know, look up at the tops of the trees, because that's where your ball's going to go. Your ball's going to go up there. And so very often the wind up there is much stronger than down on the ground. So by taking that into account, you're gonna shoot lower scores if you do that.
Fantastic. Mel Stoll, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You're a wealth of knowledge. How do we get in touch with you? How do we go and take lessons, take a trip to the East Coast and enjoy a quick three-day lesson, come back and...
Our 800 number is 800-624-4653. And have a website, and if you just Google Mel Stoll Golf School, you know, I'm all over there, and you can find me just through Googling Mel Stoll.
Yeah, I found it very easy, and you can follow Mel Stoll on Twitter too, Golf School at Golf School.
Right.
And what is your number again?
800-624-4653.
Oh, that's easy. That's 624-GOLF.
624-GOLF, that's correct.
Excellent. So 800-624-GOLF. Okay? And
right.
That's how you get in touch with Mel Stoll Golf School. Mel Stoll, thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And I look forward to being on again in the future.
Great, great, because I learned so much. Thank you very much. And we're going to talk some more with Wes Wailehua. He is the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA, doing so much to grow the game. And thanks for your ideas, Mel.
My pleasure.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
It's the 2014 Mid-Pacific Open. Nick Mason, Jesse Mueller, Dean Wilson, PJ Samier. I'd like to see how he does, because he's a youngster. Eric Mike Tree and
Kyle Supa and Jared Sawada and Max Bonk and Alex Ching, Landon Banks and TJ Kua is so cool. Parker McLaughlin is home for the Brandon Kopp, Sean Mykava, Jacob Grodzinski, Daniel Kupfer. It's just great. Carl Ho, Nathan Lashley, Casey Nakama, and Stan Souza. What are those two old guys doing? I'm the same, you know. Okay. Casey Nakama and Stan Souza, they are in the senior flight and actually tied yesterday. So it was determined that they're going to have to play a full 18-hole playoff. That's kind of, you know, we don't like sudden death. Ben Hogan said there should be no sudden death playoff in any major or any golf tournament. And this is certainly not a sudden death, is it? We're talking with right now Wes Wailehua. He's the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA.
No, it certainly isn't. And, you know, you've got two well-seasoned golfers that have played and won many of Hawaii's local events. And today's third round will be used as the tiebreaker score for the senior professional division that Mark was mentioning earlier. If they're still tied after round three, then we'll continue on into round four and use that as their tiebreaker. That's never happened. We've had this happen twice in the history of the event. So it is exciting to see these guys as seasoned as they are, continue to play so well.
Yeah, I mean, if they were playing in the championship professional flight, they're tied for 19th. It's not like they're, you know, out of the picture and not contending. They're doing,
no.
And David Ishii is in here, and Dave Eichelberger, and Garrett Okamura, and Andrew Feldman, all these guys, Kevin Hayashi, Matt Ma, they're all playing and playing well. It's a really, really great field.
They are, and that was part of the committee's intention by developing the senior professional division, is to give these champion players an opportunity to continue to win more money, and that's why it's a two-day event, and we allow them to double dip so they can win in the senior professional and win in the overall.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, the Aloha Section PGA, You guys are everywhere. I'm surprised you're not doing 10-minute free lessons today.
If we have the time, we would. You know? The Aloha Section PGA has done so much within the golf industry in Hawaii, and we are, from what I've been told, to be the leaders of the golf industry in Hawaii. But more importantly, you know, the belief of the section is to be everywhere that golf is, from juniors to the women to professional events and amateur events in the state of Hawaii. So part of my goal is to make sure that we have a presence and that we're there and supporting our allied associations.
It's awesome. And what the Aloha Section does is whenever there's a big event like the Sony Open or over at Lotte, the
correct.
LPGA Lotte, they stand by for 10 hours, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., 4 hours midday, and they'll give you free lessons. You can bring your club that you're having trouble with, and they'll, you know, or you can say, hey, I never played before. And I saw the greatest father son. They walked up, and I was talking to the professional. He didn't have anybody teaching, you know. And I turned and I said, do you want to learn? And his son said, yeah. And dad said, let's go. You know, it was great. It was the perfect moment.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why we have that as part of Get Golf Ready and Growing the Game, is 10-minute free lessons from a PGA professional at all of our major tour events that come through town. And the hardest part about it is just putting a club in somebody's hands at that introductory level that's new to the game. And that's the whole concept behind the free 10-minute lessons from a PGA member.
That's awesome. And fundraisers. You do a lot of fundraisers for junior golf. You've got one coming up that we can get involved in.
But believe it or not, you know, people don't really associate the PGA of America as being a nonprofit, but we actually are. And our foundation, the Aloha Section PGA Foundation, was specifically created to promote the enjoyment and the growth of the game at all levels. And junior golf is a huge focus that we focus on. And it's not just specifically events. It's also higher education and giving out scholarships to aspiring juniors that want to continue on, that have played well, and that need the money. And one of those events that helps generate the money is the Aloha Section Classic Scramble. And that's actually going to be held on May 19th, actually, here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the day after the Jenny K.
After the Jenny K?
Yes.
Maybe I should take that Monday off.
Yeah, please join us.
That'd be fun.
You know, the club is gracious enough to allow us to have it here during that time. I know it's right after a very busy period, but more importantly, it's you're going to be experiencing the course in what it's in one of the rare conditions, tournament conditions and experiences. And that event basically helps raise money so we can continue all of our foundation programs, which include growing the game, the scholarships, supporting Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and everything else that we do, even for the for women's and free lessons and the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association.
Yeah, that's really cool. Did you say free lessons, Hawaii State Women's Golf Association?
Yes, it's a program that we're going to be rolling out. It's a little premature that I've done, but it is something that we're focusing on, engaging executive women to start and grow the game.
It's so important because when we talk about junior golf and why does junior golf need money? Well, you know, golf courses just don't give you free time on a golf course. They can't afford to do that. If they did that for one person, they'd be doing it for every nonprofit charity. They can't. They have to charge something. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for us people who are recreational players who'd like to go play on the weekend. We still have to say, okay, that's going to be $45, $60. You know, oh, I can go to Pali and pay $35. You know, that's a substantial amount.
It is a substantial amount, and as part, as I mentioned, in our player development book of programs, introducing the game is obviously the first step, but more importantly, the next step is keeping them engaged in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the foundation comes in, and we need to raise the money so we can support programs like that.
I like the free. The free. You're going to have to keep me in touch with the free, okay?
And that's where we need the support for the Classic Scramble here at Mid-Pacific Country Club on May 19th.
May 19th. Now, where do I go to sign up? See, I like the word scramble.
Yeah.
It implies that it's not all on me.
It's not, and it's one of the rare, true, full scrambles. It's not a modified scramble where everybody gets to play. So it is a tradition that the section's had for many, many years. It is an event that we welcome everybody to participate and join. It's a great day, and there's a lot of great prizes.
A lot of great prizes. Oh, we love those prizes, don't we? We always, golfers, we're looking for those prizes. Now, this is on May 19th. And we can go to the Aloha Section website.
ASPGA.com is where you'll find it under our foundation tab. You'll also find today's highlights, which is going to be live hole-by-hole scoring for the Mid-Pacific Open. We have four leader groups going out this morning at starting from 8:11 that we will be tracking their hole-by-hole scores. So they can also
awesome.
Look for that.
Awesome, yeah. Now, I was talking earlier with you about this. There's only two Opens. There's the Mid-Pac Open and the Hawaii State Open. What's happened? Why we're growing the game?
It's more than that. But, I mean, that was one of the reasons why the section has decided to take an active role with the Mid-Pacific Open and support it. The two major opens being the Mid-Pacific Open, which is a four-day event for professionals and amateurs, and the Hawaii State Open, which is hosted by Mauna Loa Resort as our title sponsor in December, which is a three-day event. Those are the two premier events that are open to professional and amateurs and held twice a year, and the section felt it was important to approach Mid-Pacific Country Club in Parrot and make it an official event of the section.
Excellent, because that way you can help support and be one of those underwriters. you're a helper, and we really appreciate that, because the Aloha Section PGA is always out there helping people get into the game and stay in the game. I need to thank the people who make the show possible. Wes Wailehua, Executive Director, Aloha Section, thank you for being on the show with me.
Daniel.
Absolutely. I want to thank Dr. Armand Chong, a great dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities. He actually goes to the facility, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. He does house calls for seniors, okay? He's cool. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, his number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr., yep, they created a stunning venue. Golfers, don't be afraid, just tee it forward. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment for protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, any special event that you've got going on, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.